This is WLVR News. I'm Brad Klein. It's our regular Friday feature, What You Need to Know. I'm joined by WLVR's news director, Jen Rehill. Hi, Jen.
Hey, Brad.
I have in my hand right now my Northampton County mail-in ballot, which arrived this week in the mail.
Confirming what we've heard, that those Northampton County ballots have started arriving across the valley. But we do have some news on what to do with them. The state's acting election secretary is recommending that people drop off those ballots in person again this year. Veronica DeGraffenried says this is because of widespread postal delays, a lot like we saw last year. Now, we're not expecting the voter turnout that we had in a presidential election on November 2nd, but nevertheless, you're going to want to get those mail-in ballots to drop boxes.
And I've walked by the drop box in Bethlehem City Hall, and I see that it's already open.
In Northampton County, you can drop your ballot off now. There's four sites, including that one at Bethlehem City Hall. But mail-in voters will have to wait for that option in Lehigh County. Their drop boxes won't be ready until October 18th. There'll be five in Lehigh County. And by the way, that's also the state deadline to register to vote.
There's been a persistent national story that has also affected the Lehigh Valley lately, and it's labor shortage. It affects industries across the valley at this point.
We are seeing the impacts of these labor shortages and global supply chain issues hitting industries, as you said, across the Lehigh Valley and across all kinds of industries. One story WLVR reporter Chloe Nouvelle drilled down on this week looked at school cafeterias. She spoke to the food services director at Parkland School District, Lori Sire, who said she's never had the difficulties she's had this year, both getting provisions and the people to serve food to the district's 6,000 students.
I was losing quite a few nights of sleep because I wasn't sure we were going to have food by the end of the second week of school.
And for the grown-ups, getting a cup of drive-through coffee has been hard locally, as Starbucks locations across the region are limiting their hours. Those company officials say, again, staffing shortages are the culprit. And looking down the road, Brad, to winter weather, PennDOT officials this week said they might not have enough workers to clear roadways in winter weather. They're about 600 people short right now.
So you can find those stories and more on that subject on our website, WLVR.org, and I'm sure we'll be continuing our coverage on the issue of labor shortages. There's also a fun story that we did this week on pawpaw season.
That's right, Brad. Megan Frank took a look at Pennsylvania's native tree fruit. It's got a long history of use in the area, pudding, bread, pie, ice cream. And the latest twist, a vodka company in York making pawpaw-flavored vodka. But Brad, I understand you're a pawpaw aficionado. Do you have a favorite recipe?
The truth is I'm a novice. I encountered my first pawpaw this week, and I have to say the texture was a little bit of a problem for me. It's very custardy and kind of mushy when it's really ripe, but it has an amazing kind of musky, hard-to-describe flavor. I don't know if I'm going to be rushing back in. I'd like to try the bread pudding, though.
That does not sound bad. I think I'm probably going to stick with apples this season.
That's Jen Rehill, news director here at WLVR. For more of What You Need to Know, sign up for our weekly newsletter at WLVR.org.